This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back to another episode of After the Final Rose with Alana and Dante, a siblings podcast. We're joined here with Cameron Cortez, and we're excited to break down episode 3 of Katie's season of The Bachelorette.
What's up, Dante and Cammy? How you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. It was a long episode, I felt like.
I was going to say, what's your, like, if you could describe the episode in one word?
Emotional. Deep.
Seriously.
I feel we don't usually see them get to this level.
No.
I feel like as the years go on, we do. I felt like, if you remember back to Colton's season with Caitlin, I feel like that was sort of like a turning point with the franchise where they actually started talking about serious stuff.
Yeah, that was unexpected. Very unexpected. I mean, obviously we started it off with, last week's episode, we didn't get to finish the rose ceremony. Yeah. And I had a good feeling that that cocktail party was going to get canceled. But I just thought it was nothing out of the ordinary for the part that all the guys are in there still crying, still talking about what's going on and fighting while Katie's like still alone crying. And I think only Greg was the only one who like came to her rescue. And I was like, finally, like, you guys are all in here bitching at Carl when like you could literally be going to talk to her instead and not waste your time.
Mm-hmm. And I think at the end of the last episode, Andrew went to find her as well. But yeah, Greg,
yeah.
And it kind of shows the relationship they already built. And that they have the confidence to go seek her out when she clearly is in distraught and sad and, taken back by the whole situation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then, like, obviously after, you know, Carl kind of puts himself in such a weird position because he had literally no proof and he just kept avoiding the question. Like, everyone knows when someone avoids a question like that, it's usually because they don't actually have an answer. And so, like, that was one thing. But then when they panned off to him and he was practicing, like, boxing or fighting, I was like, what the heck? Does he think that these guys are going to jump him? Like, they just want him to leave. I don't think they care that much.
Yeah. I think he did think they were going to fight him.
Oh, and yeah, for sure.
I think he felt that if the situation came to it, he was going to get in a fight with someone. Which is kind of...
Yeah, that was weird. But I did think it was funny. They kept, they called him Carl the Snake. And I was so shocked and taken back by, when they got to the rose ceremony and she went through a couple guys and handed out her roses. And we see Mike go up there and, say thank you and say he wants the rose. And then, he pretty much, I don't think I've ever seen this before. Like, we're all the guys. He was like, we've come together and decided that, like, we don't feel the same way as Carl and we're not on board with what he has to say. And like the fact that then she even was like, is this true? And all of them said yes. Like, you don't really see that in the beginning. It's a lot of, this stuff, the bickering, and it takes a couple episodes before people get really close. And I just thought that was like something very new and different.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like a lot of the times, a lot of the guys will have like the same opinion about like one person, like, he's a liar, he's not here for the reasons, blah, 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 blah. But I've never seen them really all like come together. And I thought that was really like powerful in a way, because sometimes like the bachelor, bachelorette may get super like confused when
they don't know who
one person's coming and being like, this person's lying, this person's whatever. But to have them all really stand up there and like say that was definitely like a smart move, I think, on their part.
I've come to actually really like Mike, and
me too.
I like what he did. I could question if it was the right time. You're in the middle of a rose ceremony. Yeah. I don't think really it had an effect on what was gonna go down.
Well, she said to Tayshia and Caitlin that she was gonna keep Carl.
Oh right. Oh, I must have missed that.
Yeah, so I do think it had an impact, and I get where you're coming from, but also like, when was he supposed to say it? Like, she canceled the cocktail party. So I mean, unless he pulled, like, I mean, they have done it before, like right before she's about to start, just say, can I have your time? But I think he wanted to make the point, like, if he pulled her aside, it would make it look like only he felt that way, where if he does it in front of everyone, she can see like everyone's nodding their head and agreeing with him. So I think it actually was kind of perfect for if for them to try and get rid of Carl. It benefited them.
Yeah, I love how he, I don't know if it was purpose, he did on purpose, but I loved how he waited till he got the rose to say it rather than like before, while they were all like there together with
her. True. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, they all have to kind of be a little bit selfish about themselves.
Oh, yeah,
them staying. So that's true. That like would it have been the same if he didn't get the rose yet?
Mm-hmm. But it was nice seeing them create like a united front. They were all in on it together. I mean, it did look like I already forget his name. Whoever the one that starts all the drama, Thomas, he looked a little, you know, I don't know if I necessarily agree with all this.
Right.
Because they kept showing him like just standing there waiting for his rose. But we did see a few people go home. Carl, John, and Kyle.
I don't know if there was another person.
I think it was just three. Those three? At least that I could think of. Carl just kind of awkwardly looked at all the guys. I think was hoping somebody said goodbye.
Yeah.
And then just walked away.
Yeah, I heard he's in paradise, so I could care less for him. But yeah, and I was shocked. I told you on the first episode that I had heard multiple rumors that John was the one that Katie ended up with. So to see him go home this early, I was like, oh, wow.
I liked John and I thought it was interesting. I don't know if it was just kind of like coincidental editing, but like when he left, everybody started clapping, maybe because they loved him so much, or it could have been when Carl left that the clapping was for that, but it was right after John left. So that's why I was a little confused. And I saw it on Twitter. Posting about that.
I didn't take it that way. I took it as like they were cheering her on for sending him home, for sending Carl home.
Yeah. It was just the timing with the editing was a little funky, but I do like John. I'm sure we see him on Paradise. He just seems like a fun guy that would be there. Like I always say, he reminds me of Vemo John.
Mm-hmm.
And Vemo John was in Paradise.
That is true, Dante. That is true. So this is probably, I would say, the group date is a pivotal point for the whole episode. They bring Nick Viall back, which in the beginning I was like, okay, I was never a big Nick fan, so I didn't really understand why they brought him on, but after seeing the date I understood it, because I know that Nick Viall has a very well-known podcast where he gets very real with people. So it kind of was a perfect thing for him. I don't really know who else would have handled that. Like, I mean, he didn't do much. He just sat there, but I think it would have been weird if it was anyone else. He pretty much, I mean, I thought it was funny that in the beginning, it kind of seemed like they were more excited to see him than they were Katie. Which is funny, like I think
which had me kind of thinking, like, I mean, I feel at least in some cases, like a lot of the times these guys don't watch the show. They're kind of like set up in the situation by their friends, by their family, but like everybody knew his name right away.
Yeah,
pretty much.
No, yeah.
So I wonder, like, I don't know. Kind of makes me think, like, they know the platform this show puts you on. And they know, they've known, I don't know, all with the past, but they were excited to see Nick. And the whole group date was based around everybody kind of just being real, confessing something that's happened in their past. And we saw the guys like break down and cry, get emotional, and like tell things we never really hear from Bachelor contestants, because you got to be so perfect. Because you don't want to get sent home.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't decide if this was a date that I would like to be a part of or not. If I was one of the guys, like, it's good if you have a story to tell that kind of like makes you seem like a good guy, But at the same time, it just, like, it wasn't fun. Like, it was very serious, which we don't see a lot. But we definitely got more stories than I was expecting out of these guys. I mean, we got, like, Hunter, I guess, is married and has two kids, which, you know, I didn't know that. I don't know if he mentioned that in the beginning.
I don't think so.
I forgot what else. Like, Thomas talks about how, or no, not Thomas. I always get him and Aaron confused. Aaron had talked about, like, how him and, you know, his dad had a stroke and he was dating a girl who was going through something too. And, like, that's pretty common for people, like, in relationships where they're both going through something, they kind of just, like, lean on each other and don't know when's the right time to get, you know, to move forward. They're just being friends at this point. And so it was, like, nice to see him show that kind of side, because I feel like we have only seen negative of Aaron so far because of Cody and all that drama.
Somebody who really bothered me and how he, you know, confessed was Thomas. And, like, I had to put my hands over my eyes. I couldn't watch it, because, like, you don't say that. And
no,
he was talking about how, you know, he did come on the show for the platform, and you know, he didn't think he'd actually fall for her, and he did, which is extremely cliche. It's just, she stated all the night before that she wanted people who were serious for the process and not for the future it builds. And then he comes out and says that, and it was just awkward.
I mean, it was super awkward, and also, like, it almost made me think he, not that he was, like, hiding something else, but like, if that was the only thing he could think of, like, I don't know, his past or anything, is that, like, this is the reason he went on the show. Like, it just did not, like Dante said, it did not seem like the right time to bring up that, especially, like, the right after she had this whole thing about, like, being there for the right reasons. And he also just, he went on and on and on about it. Like, it's not like he just said, like, look, I'll admit, like, I came on here not really knowing what to expect, about it, and I've changed. But he, like, went on and on. He gave, like, specifics of, like, what he wanted, and it was just, like, I was like almost embarrassed for him in that moment, because everyone else was giving all these deep stories, and
right,
like, yeah, I came on here to be famous at first, and now I love her. Like, I don't know,
it made him look horrible.
What I thought was funny is that the guys, like, in their little side interviews, they were like, he kept I guess, you know, when you, like, throw a compliment but then, like, throw a dig
backhanded compliment.
And he sort of kept doing that. He was like,
yeah,
no, I really like you, Katie, and I'm so excited for our future. I also came on this for a platform. Oh, I really like you, Katie. This is all about being best. Sort of, didn't say that, but, like, that's what he was sort of saying. It's just, I've always had weird vibes with Thomas, and this kind of just brought it to a whole new level.
Yeah, and I also think that, like, there are ways around saying that without saying it. Like, he easily could have just said to her, like, I'll be honest, I didn't know anything about the show coming on. I've heard that, you know, you can fall in love, and I didn't really know what to expect. But he, like, made it obvious that with that, he meant, I came on for the wrong reasons and to be famous, and then changed my mind. When, like, literally, if you didn't say that word and would have just been like, oh yeah, I just didn't know anything about it beforehand, I'm not a fan of the show, like, whatever, it made it seem like you just came on with an open mind, it would have looked 10 times better.
Yeah, he shouldn't use the word platform.
No,
that was a red flag
for sure.
I don't know, I'm not a big fan of him. We see it as the episode goes on, but he kept talking about red flags, and he really does have some red flags.
Yeah, and then we got to see Connor B was another one who was super open, that we saw his conversation. It kind of reminded me of, you know, the experience that Zach Clark talked about with Tayshia, and how, you know, he was in a spot in his life where he was depressed, and he resorted to alcohol, and he kind of became, he didn't really say an alcoholic, but he definitely relied on it, and obviously he had cheated. And
well, Zach didn't, but Connor did.
No, but Connor did. And he, I think that depending on the person, is the, what's the best way to say it? Like, because of who Katie is, and I don't think Katie is someone who like looks that far. Like, she looks at it like he's changed, where other people may look at it like, okay, it's well, like once a cheater, always a cheater.
Right.
Yeah. Or like, oh, he's going to go back to his ways. But you could tell that she really felt like that was the old Connor and this is not the same person, which was big. And I don't know. I think Connor is so nerdy and I know he's not going to end up with her, but I think he is so perfect for Katie and that they would, they should end up in the end together, but I don't think they will.
Yeah. I was afraid of how she may perceive that story. Mm-hmm. I do agree. Like if that was Thomas, I think he would have been sent home right away. Just because kind of like what they, I guess, represent now. And like we saw Tayshia, she brought up with Zach when he first like said, oh, I did cheat on somebody in my past. He ends up saying it was in like third grade.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But she was like, that's a no. And that's the drawing. Right. That would have been the drawing point. If he actually like cheated on somebody in his recent past. Because, I from what we've seen, it seems like Connor has changed. He's a teacher, which is another story we talked about. Is that something to bring up as a teacher of, kids in a elementary school, national television?
I don't know. I mean, the only thing, I don't think it's a big deal because these kids are not going to watch this, but it could be in the sense of like, anyone's parents who maybe are watching might have, you know, a negative reaction to it. But like at the end of the day, he said this was did he say 10 years ago? Or maybe I'm making that up, but it was a long time ago.
He said a long time
ago. Katie's situation was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so it was a long time ago. And I really don't think that like little kids are watching this show, to be honest with you. So I don't think people should like look at it that way, and teachers are humans outside of work.
Then I was surprised we ended up seeing Katie open up about her past. Like you just mentioned, 10 years ago she I think she said New Year's Eve she was sexually assaulted, did not give consent, and she went on about that, really opened up. And I think that kind of opened a big door for the guys where I guess it's a two-way street that, you know, she's going to continue to ask for them to be open. And at the same time, she's going to be open as well. And I think that's a huge point that she wants to emphasize in all the relationships going forward.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it just showed. It definitely was a good thing for her to open up about. And like, I'm honestly surprised it didn't get brought up last season, but I think that just shows who Katie is like, she wasn't looking, like, I feel like some people will use that as a, like a way to have extra time or use it to their, not to their advantage, because it's horrible to say, but like they would talk about it more. And I feel like Katie didn't really, wasn't ready to bring that up until now, where she's talking to guys that could possibly like be her husband. I guess maybe she didn't feel that way with Matt.
Yeah. I think it's a comfort thing. And, you know, she really felt comfortable in that situation with all those guys because they just opened up their heart completely. And then she feels she has to do the same, but that she can do the same because she's in an environment where she felt safe.
But back to Thomas, I thought it was interesting that like when they, you know, after that whole date, they all got their little like cocktail hour, and he obviously, like, Katie wanted to address the situation because in the moment before he said, you know, I have plenty of red flags and you can ask me about them and I'll be honest. And like, he wasn't answering them and wasn't giving them to her. And you could tell he was like still saying the same stuff over and over again as earlier. And it was just uncomfortable to watch. And then I guess that rattled him enough to like come back and interrupt her and Aaron's time and take him away, which this is the first time we've seen so far with the guys of like interrupting and pulling away. And obviously like this pissed all of them off. And it was interesting that these guys, you know, they asked, when Thomas came back, they asked him like, why would you do that? Like, some of us still haven't had time yet. And he blatantly, like, he straight up said to Aaron that his time was more important than his, and he believed that. And I was dying this whole episode because Justin has like the best facial reactions. If you ever watch him, like he always has, he rolls his eyes, he makes faces. It is hilarious. And he literally, the way his reaction was perfect. And when Thomas told them that, like, he told Katie was falling for them, they were, he was like, what? They all couldn't believe it because no one is there yet. And they all know they're not there yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instantly he was like, what? I mean, they've been in the house for like probably, I'm sure at that point it's been like a week.
Yeah.
Like 5 days. And he was like, all right, slow down. But yeah, I have noticed his facial expressions, which
they're so funny. But yeah, and then Connor got the rose, which I was happy about. I am definitely a fan. And I think now, you know, all this anger went from Carl and it has now switched on to Thomas because they just, you know, these guys are starting to realize that it's not just Carl who's not here for the right reasons. And maybe he was right. That it wasn't just Cody.
Yeah. I was going to bring up the same point that I think, like, did we misjudge Carl? I mean, I definitely think Carl mishandled it, but did we misjudge what he was saying? And he said he had certain circumstances. He just didn't want to call the guy out. So maybe, I don't know if he's off in paradise right now or sitting watching this episode, but I mean, maybe he calls out Thomas that it was him, which I feel like he should, whoever it is at that that he was talking about, because I'd love to hear the clarification.
Yeah, I hope they're both in paradise so we can see if that is a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if he really did, if that's what he meant by it at that point, he really should have been like a little bit more open and not just been right. So, like, vague and weird and defensive about it. I just feel like the way he talked about it was so like strange and just made people not trust him. So I don't know if it did end up being something, then he really messed that up for himself, I guess. But
if he would have stated who it was, he probably would have stayed.
Yeah.
But I wonder if he even knew it was him. That's the thing. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. But that pretty much wrapped up the group date. And it cuts away to a little section of some of the guys working out. I know it's like Michael, I can't remember the other two, but he starts talking to, you know, about his past. And we all knew that he had a kid, he was married before. I don't remember if he brought up that
he didn't,
wife died, but to the guys he did open up and talk about the fact that his wife did die a few years back. And, you know, that was a hard time for him. And he's finally starting to open himself up to a new possible love story. And that he was going to tell Katie this on their one-on-one date, which we did get to see. They did go ATV riding, which I'm sure was fun. And I'm sure it was fun, Katie flipping over the ATV, which I thought was hysterical. Producer walks up or whatever and goes, are you okay? Nothing seemed urgent. She just flipped an ATV sitting upside down.
Yeah.
But I thought that was funny.
Yeah. I was wondering if it would be like more fun for them to have raced than just like driving it together. Yeah. Like it was just her driving. But I mean, I guess I got to like kind of get a one-on-one time in it together, but I don't know. I feel like I would have had way more fun racing the guy than being in the same car as him.
Mm-hmm. I doubt they really spent long in that car, maybe like 15 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Until they got to the conversation portion, but he did open up to her and tell her exactly what he had told the guys, opened up a little bit more in terms of what he was saying, but he just talked about how, you know, he wanted to fall in love again. And I think that was the key thing. He didn't want to just fall in love and create another same story. He wanted it to be different, unique. And, you know, she respected that. She said that, you know, he'll always have that story with his wife that passed. and she never wants to compete with that or come in the way and be jealous of that. And she was open to always, I guess, remembering and creating their own story.
Yeah, I mean, she made a point on it, which is something that I got nervous. Like when he said to her, I am lucky to be able to fall in love twice. To me at first, that made me nervous because not every girl is going to take that in a positive light. You know, some people like that are very insecure or maybe, you know, like don't do well with people having a past may look at it like I'm the second love. I'm not the first and he'll always love her more than me. But as we saw, Katie addressed that to the cameras and was like, I am like, she was okay with that. And she was open to that and it didn't bother her at all, which I was happy then to hear because I was so nervous. That was like her cue and she was going to send him home and just be like, I can't be a second love to you. But it was the opposite. And she really was like, I mean, we saw she was clearly falling for him and they had a great connection. And, I just hope that he's not one of the ones, which we see very often with kids, is the bachelor or bachelorette will send them home because they're like, you should be with your kid and not here missing out on time. Mm-hmm. So I am nervous that his time might get cut short because of that.
Yeah. I like Michael and
me too.
I thought this during this date that if they don't end up together, I mean, he would have my vote for the next bachelor.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Just because sweet. I think he's at an age, I mean, where he doesn't have much more time to waste. He doesn't seem like a platform building kind of guy.
No.
And I mean, he's been through this before and he seems willing to find love again. So if he does not end up with Katie, which I'm kind of pulling for him, he has my vote for the next bachelor.
Yeah, I would be happy to see that. I think he's like an overall genuinely good person, which you don't really get a lot of on this show. But yeah, I thought their day was cute. Yeah. You know, they ended
and
it with
also
this...
create a great story.
Yeah, I did. Sorry, I cut you off. But they had the stargazing at the end, and you know, again, she made it. They both made it very obvious that they were falling for each other, and obviously the episode, because it started with a rose ceremony, we don't get to see the other half of the group date, but we get all the guys back into like a mutual room again, and it's like deja vu all over, where now instead of it being Carl, they're all coming after Thomas and they want him gone. And Hunter reminds me of Alex from JoJo season.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, the really short military guy. Yeah, yeah. I think Hunter's way nicer and seems like a better dude. Alex was like an ass, but obviously like he confronts Thomas, and I just was like the whole time watching it, I'm like, don't say it. Like he kept avoiding the bachelor question. And just like earlier, you could have answered it without answering it. And I literally was like, you are so stupid because he said that, yeah, he like thought of it before coming on, but now he doesn't. And I'm like, oh my God, all you had to do was say no. Just say no. Like, unless you went around telling everyone before you got on this show that you wanted to be the bachelor, no one knows your inner thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely digging himself a hole that he can't get back out of, which is funny because Hunter actually said that same quote. He said, or something like, he's digging himself a hole and I don't have any shovels left.
That's a good one.
But if the guys bring this up to Katie, I don't see him lasting another rose ceremony.
No.
Because I know we got another group date, so there is a little time before the next rose ceremony.
But I think the guys are scared. They're going to be scared to bring it up to her because of what just happened with Carl. None of them are going to want to give up their time and cancel another cocktail ceremony or cocktail party.
Yeah, I mean, that is fair, but I think if they were to create... I mean, they actually have, like, an example, unlike Carl did.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she may be... you know, taken back by it. And then she wants to cancel the rose ceremony or the cocktail party. But if the guys were to create United Front, like they kind of did before, may go a long way to, I don't know, getting Thomas out of there, because he is clearly there for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think this season has been a little bit different, where a lot of times you can tell, like, oh, they're going to keep this guy to keep the drama going. But, like, they let Carl go real easily. They let Cody go. So, like, Thomas may actually be next. Like, they may not be playing this game right now, or maybe they don't need to at the moment, where they need to keep these guys to keep us entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Like, a lot of the problematic people have just been kind of let go, whereas it's like, oh my gosh, please get them out. But maybe I'm jinxing it. Maybe I shouldn't say it too soon.
See, I think they know with Katie, she means business. And I feel like a lot of the past Bachelor and Bachelorettes, it was easy. Like,
wishy-washy about it.
Well, it's easy to just like roll over and be like, all right, we'll keep this person for a couple of weeks. But I think with Katie, she's like, I don't want to deal with this. Why should I be put through that? And she's going to eliminate the guys when she sees fit. And we've talked about it before, that we know this season she means business, and that, you know, she does end production early, and she's going to eliminate guys when she knows there's just not a chance for a future with them.
Yeah, for sure. But we'll see. I mean, next week is going to be a lot more, I mean, drama, as we saw. And we may finally get to see Blake, which is exciting.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm excited about. And I've been wondering how, like, the whole time, how they're going to, I guess like how it happens. Mm-hmm. And then we do see in the preview that Tayshia says that Blake reached out to her.
I know, that's so interesting.
So I'm wondering if he reached out to her for permission, or reached out to her for, I don't know, like, to see if this was a possibility, because he probably knew she was a host.
Well, see, I was wondering if he did, because her being a host was announced like there later on.
Yeah, but they probably started taping already, though.
True, that's true.
But I mean, if it's like 4 days in and he knows, I'm sure they have their phones, which they 100% did, because I remember them posting on social media.
Tayshia and Caitlin,
yes. So he may have reached out and then reached out to production and then got himself in. But I'll be curious, because obviously we know the guys are not going to let him in willingly. And it's going to create a whole another pot of drama.
Yeah, more drama.
But I'm excited, because I love Blake during Tayshia's last Claire season. We'll see if they are a match for each other. Everybody wanted that as a Paradise couple. But obviously, we won't see Katie in Paradise. We'll see how things go with Blake. Maybe he'll be there. That was all for the episode.
We don't have any Bachelor news. So do you think that at this point, it is too early to make do you feel like you could name your top three in prediction, top four, or do you think it's too early?
I think it's too early. I would say I think she has the best connection with Michael right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I think she had a good date with Greg, but I think Michael's was more real.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know.
I'll save my guesses till when you're ready.
Katie gives me, I feel like this was the same with Tayshia, but I don't know Katie's type.
That's fair. I think her type is Connor, but I don't think she's someone who's going to go with her type.
I think so too. I think Connor's so her type, but I don't think she'll want that.
No.
Which is fine. I don't know. Do you have anything, Cam?
Yeah, I don't know. I like a lot of people, but I'm not exactly sure like who will end up being like the long term, like when it comes down to when it gets a little bit smaller, what she really wants to see in a future. I guess right now I feel like she's still kind of in like the dating phase of just happy getting to know everyone
type thing. That's fair.
I'm kind of some of the guys I'm kind of hoping they give more time to and we see more of them in these next couple of weeks is a guy like Christian. He's the one, I think we talked about last week, who looks like the old lacrosse kid.
Yeah, I think he looks Lip. I don't know if you ever watched Shameless.
No, but he just like, I don't know, he just like looks like your average 26-year-old.
Yeah, I'd like to see, I think Justin has a personality. We haven't really gotten much from him, except for facial expressions. He's another one who reminds me of a TV character. If you ever watched All American, he looks like a bigger version of Jordan.
Okay. And then another one I like, or I did not like, because he literally hasn't said a word other than he was in one scene at the table with somebody eating breakfast, is Connor C. He's the former baseball player.
Yeah, he was someone that I don't remember. At all.
Yeah, he just doesn't talk. They don't show him at all.
I know. I thought the same thing. I was like, wait, him and Daniel. I was like, where did these two come from?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember them.
Something I think we should add quick into this is that for Bachelor in Paradise, they did announce this week that Wells will be back down there. Not as a bartender, but as like a host, a rotating host in a way.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll only be for like an episode. And I'm also, I hope anyway, we see Sarah Hyland, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she'll be down there with him. I know if they didn't already, they're getting married this summer.
Yeah, well, I saw her post yesterday that she was with her Modern Family on Father's Day. And I thought it was interesting because Wells wasn't with her, which he's probably down there taping already.
Yeah. True. Yeah, probably. I wonder if it was a like a bachelor or a bridal shower, maybe.
No, it was just like two people from Modern Family.
Well, I did see that. It was the dads.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We'll see. And as weeks go on, we will bring more Bachelor news for you and might get more hosts. Who knows? They just keep adding on to the list.
God, I know.
But that's everything for this episode of After the Final Rose with Alana and Dante. Joined here with Cammy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at ATFR_podcast, as well as on YouTube to watch the videos, as well as Spotify, Google Podcasts. Podcast. Make sure to hit the like button so you know when we post. And we're here every week talking everything Bachelor, Bachelorette, and soon Bachelor in Paradise. So we will see you next week, and hopefully Katie finds love.
All right, see you next week. Cammy, thanks for joining us.
Of course, thank you.
All right, we'll see you next week.